Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony's not here today. You know what that means.
And neither is his best friend, Pablo. That guy.
Ooh, hold my coat. Hold me back. That reminds me of like a sixth grader's line on a playground to the popular kid getting in his face.
Where's Pablo? He's probably at a Ted Lasso watch party today, hanging out with his boy. He's got all the celebrity friends.
Question is, where's Tony? I'm sure he's at a beach somewhere, beach boy. Welcome to PTI. Tony couldn't even tough it out till Thursday, load management. So I am joined happily by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank skipped the beach, got that tie on and everything. Let's start with the Warriors beating the Lakers in San Francisco last night to stay alive in that series. Golden State got 27 points from Stephen Curry, 25 from Andrew Wiggins, and 20 again from Draymond Green in the win. And the Lakers didn't just lose the game, they lost Anthony Davis midway through the fourth quarter with some sort of head injury. Frank, how much did this series change last night?
You know, I don't really think it did, as long as Anthony Davis is going to be okay. And I'll tell you what, Kevon Looney's done a lot of damage. He gave the black eye to Sabonis, and now he got Anthony Davis on the side of the head. He had to leave the game. But from all indications, it looks like, and we're hoping that Anthony Davis is going to be okay. And remember, Lakers are 5-0 at home this postseason. And LeBron's teams, when they take a 3-1 series lead, 17-0. They've won 17 playoff series. So I still have a lot of confidence in the Lakers. But you mentioned something about the Warriors, and it's Draymond Green. Second time this playoffs, he's gone for at least 20 points. He did it against Sacramento.
Yeah.
Game five, they win. He did it last night in a game they had to have. They win. I'm not saying that Draymond Green has to score between 20 and 30. He just has to be more aggressive attacking the basket. Mike, before that game five against Sacramento, he hadn't scored 20 points in a game since Christmas Day of 2019. So that energy that he plays with, that quickens the pace. Draymond Green needs to continue to play like that if the Warriors, a terrible road team all year long, goes on the road and wins a game tomorrow night in L.A.
Well, he's got to play that specifically, and I know this is what you're talking about, offensively.
Yes.
He's got to make people at least guard him.
That's
I mean, you can't just have people looking at Draymond Green with a half-hearted hand in the air. You can't have that. And they need that now. I mean, they didn't need Draymond Green to score 20 or score at all for years, but they need it now. I don't know, to answer the original question, Frank, did anything change for me last night if Anthony Davis is going to play and be himself? Because, look, let's say what's really on people's minds. When he was woozy and up on the bench and somebody on the staff is grabbing his jersey from behind to essentially make sure he doesn't fall while walking into the tunnel, and it's a long walk, as you know, from that bench back to the locker room in San Francisco at Chase Center, you're thinking, oh, my God, I hope Anthony Davis doesn't have a concussion.
You're right.
I hope that he doesn't have to go into concussion protocol. And so if that's not the case, good. That he doesn't have to go in. I don't know that anything changed. These teams are not good enough to win three straight games. They're just not. You know, they're good enough to maybe to win a second straight game, but they go back and forth, and the adjustments allow for that, if not right, outright cause it. But, if we're going to mention names, I'm looking for Klay Thompson in game six because he's done it so many times, and we haven't seen the real Klay very much. They got Jordan Poole going for a minute. They could use him, too. But, man, I mean, game six between these two. Game six between LeBron and Steph Curry. It's just a wow. We ought to savor that, Frank. We don't know if we're ever going to get this again. We ought to savor it.
Mike, 11 road wins Golden State had. And then they go on the road against Sacramento. They win game five. Of course, they won the game seven when Steph plays out of his mind. Here they are again, needing to win a road game. And you mentioned Klay Thompson, and so much has been talked about with Klay Thompson growing up in L.A., his dad, Michael Thompson, playing for the Lakers. He was a Laker fan. He needs a Klay Thompson kind of game. I'm not saying 40, but how about between 25 and 30? Do you know after scoring 30 points in game two, he has combined to score 34 points in the next three games. It's not good enough. You know, he was 3 for 12 last night. That's right.
They need the All-Pro. Absolutely.
That's right. All right, let's move to the East, where the Knicks also extended their series with the Heat to a Game 6. Jalen Brunson put up 38 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists for New York. And how about this one? He played all 48 minutes. Mike, what are your thoughts on Jalen Brunson's performance and what it means for the Knicks as they head back to Miami?
You know my thoughts on Chicago's own Jalen Brunson. You know how much I love this kid. You know what, Frank? I'm gonna go straight to big picture. Because he's playing that game last night. He's had so many great games in the playoffs and so many great games to drag the Knicks up the standings to get to the fifth seed. I think he's the most consequential Knicks player. Not the best, but the most consequential, the most important building block that the New York Knicks have had since Patrick Ewing.
I think you're right.
I am not dissing Carmelo Anthony, who I love, and who was going to go down as a greater player because of the scoring and all the things Carmelo Anthony's done. That's fine. But in terms of team building and getting the New York Knicks from irrelevant to relevant in the postseason.
Yeah.
Come on now. I know you like Brunson. I love Brunson. I don't know that the Knicks can go down to Miami and win. I don't know that they can. But I think when they got Brunson on the floor, they have an intelligent leader who knows how to get them close and striking distance if everybody else will follow.
You know, it's funny. You're 100% right. And the Knicks are up 19 in the third quarter. All of a sudden, it's a two-point game, and the Knicks look like they're falling apart. What's the one steady hand out there? It's Jalen Brunson. And this happened to me last night. It's only happened about maybe 50 times this season. When I watch Jalen Brunson play, and I think, what must Luka Doncic be thinking? And what were the Dallas Mavericks thinking when the guy in his final season in Dallas went to them twice and they could have had him for $55 million? Think about the money that some of these guys make in the NBA. He has played as well as anybody in the playoffs. Steph Curry, what was it, about 7 years ago, had the best contract, you know, in maybe in NBA history. He was making about $47 million over like 4 or 5 years. They could have had Jalen Brunson for $55 million, Mike, with Luka Doncic. And you're 100% right. He changed so much about the Knicks. He changes the culture. He adds a winning player to that team. Now, if you're a free agent or you're a guy that wants to negotiate a way to another
team,
wouldn't you want to play with him?
Play with him. Unselfish, right? Incredible basketball IQ. Another one of the second-generation pro players. His dad, who you and I know well, of course, for a lot of years, played for a few teams, including the Knicks and Bulls. It's amazing what he can do, particularly with his team trailing or his team in tough positions. And I realize they got to have Julius Randle. They got to have a lot of stuff going. And Jimmy Butler probably won't be under 20 or 25 points again in another playoff game, particularly going back there. But that series has become compelling. The Knicks have become compelling.
Yeah.
And I think it's largely because of their playmaker, point guard, and leader, Jalen Brunson.
And how about the fact that Jalen Brunson played 48, Quentin Grimes played 48.
48.
So all you people killing time that doesn't play young players, Brunson's 26, and Quentin Grimes is 23. One thing, though, about Miami, let's just say this. They missed a lot of open shots. They were 13 of 43
on
three-pointers, and a lot of them were open. They just weren't falling.
It is so Tibbsian. Two people you associate with 48 minutes. Wilt and Tibbs for very different reasons. And now to the Stanley Cup playoffs, where both Canadian teams won last night. The Maple Leafs staved off elimination by beating the Panthers 2-1 in that game 4. And in Edmonton, the Oilers even their series with the Golden Knights at 2. Vegas's Alex Pietrangelo, got a 5-minute major, a game misconduct, and a hearing with the NHL for his late slash to the hands of Oilers star Leon Draisaitl. Thuggery. Frank, where do you want to start?
Yeah, well, you said it. Pietrangelo has got to go. He's got to be suspended for a game. This is a guy, 3-time All-Star, big money player for Vegas, has never been suspended before. He's a big-time player for them. He averages 24 minutes of ice time thus far in the playoffs, but he's got to go. Now, I get it. Leon Draisaitl talks a lot. And in a game like that, the game is over. He's about to get an empty netter, and you're thinking, this guy's already got 13 goals. You're not going to get 14 on me. But he waited a beat and then whacked him across the wrist. You cannot have that if you're the NHL. I understand it's a physical sport. I know guys get injured on clean hits. That is a one-game suspension, and that really could be something that shifts the series because he's an important player for this team.
Look, the NHL took a necessary step a while ago. And they said the people who instigate these things, these incidents, in the last 5 minutes of a game, they get suspended.
Yep.
So Darnell Nurse, who did that, gets suspended, but the ultimate instigator doesn't. Pietrangelo, he doesn't get suspended. You got to suspend him. I mean, Draisaitl is one of your five biggest stars in the Stanley Cup playoffs so far. You can make the case he's one of the three biggest. And so, Frank, that was the slash. What P.K. Subban, postgame, he just said it wasn't a hockey play. Yeah. It has nothing to do with hockey. That play is like a wood chop.
Yeah.
If you're the league, man up, own up, stand up before a microphone and say, you are done. You're gone for at least a game.
Yeah.
And if Draisaitl had been injured, and you can get injured, you can break a wrist,
break
a fracture of somebody's hand, then he should go away for as long as the victim. But that doesn't seem to be the case.
Pietrangelo had his hearing today, so the league will still chime in at some point. I think he's going to get suspended. I think Connor McDavid weighing in, like you mentioned, I think that's pretty compelling. And remember, too, Cale Makar of the Colorado Avalanche, probably the best defenseman in the NHL, he was suspended one game against the Seattle Kraken for a late hit.
Gotta
so there is a precedent there.
It.
There's going to be I think there's going to be a one-game suspension.
Let's take a break. But coming up, Frank and I will make our picks for tonight's Game 6 between the Celtics and the Sixers.
Also tonight, in the desert, will the Suns push the Nuggets to a Game 7?
I hope so. Are you old enough to remember Dave Zinkoff? Are you old enough to remember him?
Of course.
The great public address announcer in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. Julius the Doctor
Irving.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Time to mix our gifts for Gab and Vocab. What's first?
It's blank that Twins fans booed Carlos Correa last night.
My word is uncharacteristic. I don't think of Minnesotans in the same way that I think of Philadelphians. These people don't even boo Kirk Cousins. I thought they were happy when Carlos Correa came back to the Twins. But you know what, Mike? Maybe there's some sort of lingering resentment there because Correa tried to leave twice. I mean, he tried to leave for the Giants, and he tried to leave for the Mets, and the only reason he didn't was because upon medical examination, they found enough metal plates in his ankle to build a bridge. So then the Twins were there with open arms, and I thought it was like a feel-good story. You know, big star stays in a small market. But Mikey's batting 185. Last night he was 0 for 5, and he left six runners on base. And Correa himself said, this is a quote, I'd boo myself, too, with the kind of money I'm making, and I'm playing like this?
Yeah. Justifiable is the word. Because he tried to leave. You know, it's interesting, you big market people. Oh, I got turned down by big markets, and let's paint this the way it should be painted. Forced to stay. Forced back. He didn't stay on his own. He didn't say voluntarily. He was for. So we're supposed to just be thrilled that you are forced to be here in this little old market that you don't like well enough, where they made you one of the highly paid, appreciated players in this game. Right. That's all he was for. Justifiable. Minnesota fans don't boo for no reason.
But he could have gone somewhere else.
They don't.
He could have gone somewhere else. He didn't have to stay in Minnesota. He could have gone somewhere else.
Then take you and your 175 and Jokic and go to somebody else's huddle. Get out.
185.
Get out.
By the way.
Go.
Next.
The Oilers would be blank if they lost tonight.
Okay, so they're playing Vegas. I'm going to use a Vegas term, you know, for my word, and that would be very close to busted. If they lose this game, it's just not going to work at all. They're down 3-1 at that point. They're going to Vegas. They're repeating recent history, you know, where they don't make the finals anymore. Mike, they got the two highest scorers in the league in McDavid and Draisaitl. I'm picking them to win because they don't lose two in a row. They haven't lost two in a row since February, I believe. You beat them, they beat you back, and they score a lot of goals at that point. The only reluctance I have is that it's Vegas, and you know what they say about Vegas. If the game was 22, I'd be a millionaire.
Tony.
That's funny, kids.
They'd be brinked, as in on the brink of, brinked of elimination. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And yes, they're great to watch, and you want to see them, and maybe the formula, you would think the formula works, because like in the NBA, though not as dramatically, scoring in the NHL was up this season. And so you would think, okay, going to be times where we can outscore the opponent and we don't have to be defensive aces. But apparently, that's not the case still in the playoffs, although the playoffs have seen some wildly high-scoring games. Remember, we had a 7-2 and a 7-3 results back-to-back to start the first round of the playoffs in one series. So Brinked, and it's I root for them. I wanted them in Toronto, and I'm not going to get any of the teams I want.
If the game was called 22, I'd be a millionaire. It's not my line, but it's funny. You're not a gambler.
Whose line is it?
That's the final word. It's some other guy's line, not my line. Let's take one last break. It's a Jay Cutler's line. Still to come, West Virginia reportedly makes a decision on the future of Bob Huggins.
And could J.J. Redick be the next head coach of the Raptors? Wow.
What? What?
How about that?
Do you think that's possible? What?
I think it's maybe advisable.
Really?
J.J. Redick, brilliant bet.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 35th birthday, Brad Marchand. At least Marchand has something to celebrate today. After the Bruins' historic season flamed out in the first round against the Panthers, the Bruins set records for the most wins and points in the history of the NHL regular season before falling to the Panthers in overtime of Game 7. Marchand is known for his great skill, but also for being a nuisance and a menace who has licked the faces of opponents. So gross. The left winger is under contract through 2025, but says he cannot imagine playing without teammates Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci, both of whom could retire. If Bergeron does hang it up, Marchand is likely to be the next
captain of the Bruins.
Yeah, it's been such a brutal spring up in Boston. You think about the Bruins. Marchand had a chance to have a walk-off series winner at the end of Game 5 against Florida. They're up 3-1 in the series. Yeah. He doesn't convert the breakaway. They lose in overtime. They go on the road, they lose. And then they lose Game 7 at home in overtime. What a brutal way to end your season. A
lot of pressure on the seas tonight in Boston. Right. Happy anniversary to Julius the Dr. Irving.
Pretty good.
On this day 43 years ago, the Doc performed his iconic Dipsy Doo scoop move against the Lakers in Game 4 of the finals. Doc sailed in from the right side, hung in the air, first raising the ball around Mark Landsberger, then pulling it down and spinning in a bank reverse around Kareem. A rookie named Irvin Johnson was on the court for the Lakers in that game and called it the greatest shot he's ever seen, adding, quote, "I thought, what should we do? Should we take the ball out of bounds or should we ask him to do it again?"
Man.
Close quote. Great line. The Sixers went on to win that game to tie the series at 2 apiece, but the Lakers, with Magic authoring the greatest game ever in the history of the game, would finish Philly in 6.
Yeah, you said it, iconic. Those of us who grew up in New York, we still see Dr. J with that 32 in the Nets across the chest. You mentioned the Magic game, which happened a few days later, the 42 points and 15 rebounds playing center.
Yep.
I still say, 14 months earlier, he won the national championship in one of the most important college games ever played. Yeah. 14 months later, he does that. And we go crazy over rookies who have, you know, that average 20 points and their teams win 15 games.
That's
Think
why
that.
He's on the Mount Rushmore, people. Russell and Magic in addition to all the new stuff. Happy trails to the mystery surrounding the matchup of the NFL opener. Is it a mystery? The NFL schedule gets released later tonight to much fanfare, but multiple reports have the Super Bowl champ Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Detroit Lions in the season opener Thursday, September 7th. Last season, the traditionally lowly Lions weren't even scheduled for any primetime games until they got flexed into the regular season finale where they finished off the Cheeseheads. Dan Campbell's team didn't make the playoffs but did win 8 of its final 10 to finish at 9-8. Patrick Mahomes has won 16 straight regular season games against NFC opponents. So if the Lions were to win this opener, it might feel like a Super Bowl win for a franchise that hasn't won a playoff game since 1991.
I love it. Good for the Lions. It's good to see them in a national game. And if you're going to play Kansas City on the road, you might as well do it early. They get their
That's
rings.
Right.
You get the banner. They might be a little cut up. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers, first game with the Jets, September 11th against Buffalo.
This schedule release show, the ultimate in hype. You've known who they're going to play since New Year's Day. Stop it. We're running out of show.
Dates.
Let's go to the big finish. The Patriots plan to bring back Tom Brady to honor him at home this season in the opener. Does that make sense?
Of course it does. You know what's unfortunately, a quarterback's going to get hurt early next season, and everyone's going to say, reach out to Tom Brady.
He's not
See if he'll come. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. The Orioles took 2 out of 3 from the Rays. Are you impressed?
O's have won 8 of their last 9 series, third best record in the MLB, yes. LeBron made the 3rd All-NBA team after playing just 55 games. You okay with that?
You voted for him. I didn't. We're
I
not
did.
Ranking the 13. Best players. I know that he's one of the best 15 players. He missed 27 games, Mike. Curry missed 26.
For.
Why are they getting voted on these teams?
Had to.
Justin Verlander struck out 7 in 7 innings in a 2-1 win over the Reds last night. Is that a good sign?
First outing since giving up those back-to-back homers to the Tigers last week, yes. Last one, Devils, Canes, cracking stars tonight. Who you got?
You know what? The Devils imploded in Game 4 the other night. The Canes are good. I have them winning. I have Dallas winning as well. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. It's a puck night, but it's a ball night first and foremost. Check out NBA Countdown tonight at 7 Eastern. That's an order. And now, your sports.
Big night for both Jokic and Embiid advancing. Pay attention.
Can't leave Jokic off your ballot.